Chips Rafferty, 1909 to 1971. Shearer, Rushuta, Drover, Opal Miner, Boundary Rider, Screen Idol. Chips Rafferty, at 6'6" and lean as a dingo, seemed unlikely as an early Australian Hollywood star. His acting style closely reflected the man himself, irreverent and with a wry wit. Rafferty was, on and off the screen, the embodiment of the Australian bushman, a bit of a larrikin, resourceful and self-reliant in a time when the post-war world needed everyday heroes. John William Goffage, Chips to his schoolmates, was the son of a miner. Born in Broken Hill in 1909 as the big strike triggered ongoing conflict between unions and mining companies, the lockouts and hardship in the first 2 years of his life would have hit his family hard. The Goffages moved on and settled in Sydney, where Chips learned to surf and box, and he started painting in watercolours and writing poetry, which he sold to several Sydney publications. Chips Rafferty was offered his first role as an extra when he was 30 and living on a boat in Sydney Harbour. He probably met cine sound director Kenji Hall at the Black and White Club at Circular Quay, a haunt of bohemians, actors, and artists where Rafferty was a regular drinker. Hall, who gave him his first role as an extra, immediately saw raw talent. His break came when he landed a lead role as a soldier in 40,000 Horsemen, a World War I film. His life and his film career seemed to run parallel, because Australian troops were already fighting in the Middle East when the film came out. Rafferty enlisted in the Air Force. He was permitted to film while on leave, and his next starring role was in The Rats of Tobruk, about the Gallipoli campaign. It was the overlanders that made him an instant star. Rafferty plays a drover who drives 1,000 head of cattle from Wyndham in Western Australia to Rockhampton in Queensland, around 1,200 miles, to prevent them from being captured by the Japanese. At the height of his career, he was called the Australian Gary Cooper. Chips Rafferty starred in over 40 films in the US and Australia and produced many more until he died unexpectedly at the age of 62. His last film was the classic Wake in Fright, filmed in his hometown of Broken Hill, the perfect swan song. Wake in Fright was the first of many major cinema releases filmed on location in Broken Hill, making the town and its atmospheric desert landscape into a destination for film producers. Chips Rafferty, legend of the Australian screen, is Broken Hill's own.